You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series with your host, Giovanni Tejada.
Hi, welcome to the ICW Safety Sound Off. This is Giovanni with ICW Group's Risk Management Department. I'm here with Andy Crossland, Technical Specialist. Today we're going to talk about a high hand arm vibration from using tools. Andy, let's talk about high hand arm vibration. We're talking about the vibration we get from using electrical tools. Not just electrical tools, but there's other tools that can cause like high vibration in the arm and hands.
We're talking about not only electrical tools, we're talking about like jackhammers.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. People are jackhamming concrete out, but primarily you're going to get a lot of vibration from maybe drills, the high-speed drills, other types of tools where you're going to be, you know, doing motions where you're pressing a trigger, making that vibration, you know, vibrate that whole hand and arm. When you look at those kind of tools, you want to evaluate, one of the things is how heavy is the tool? You know, what can you do? Why are you using that tool? In retrospect, back in the day, and I like to use back in the day a lot, you know, you had tools that are a lot heavier, would even vibrate more. So manufacturers now are realizing that tools are being lighter. Now most of the tools that we see are all battery operated, where in the past they were all electrical, so you would have to plug in. Now they're battery operated. And so you want to get tools that are lighter. You want to get tools that don't vibrate that much. If you're using tools on an assembly line, you want to suspend them from what I call a yo-yo line or a counterbalance line, so you're not holding that tool, because it's not only the vibration of that tool, but it's the weight of that tool. Some people like to bake, and so they'll use a mixer. So you have the old hand mixer. Well, that's a lot of vibration, because I've known people tell me, some friends of mine, you know, Andy, we're baking a cake or something, and in my hand it was vibrating so much. What do I do? I say, well, cut down the duration of the tool. How long are you using the tool? The more times you're using that tool, the longer you're using that tool, the more likely that you may hurt yourself. Again, the frequency, which is, you know, the duration, the likelihood, you know, and then the severity, we don't know how bad that's going to be. So what you want to do is you want to cut down the use of the tool. But again, I'm talking about selecting lighter weight tools. Because a lot of times the lighter weight tools, they don't vibrate that much. The higher the RPMs of a tool, it's going to depend on your vibration level. So a lot of times, even sometimes low RPMs are still going to vibrate. So you got to look at those factors. So when you buy tools and equipment, whoever's purchasing those for you, they need to look at those factors and see how heavy they are. What are their RPMs? You know, what are the handles like?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are doing this 8 hours a day at their job, but what's too long? Let's talk about a skill saw. Someone's using a skill saw. How long is too long using a skill saw in a day?
Depending on what you're doing, that can vary. But also, if it's more than, I like to say, rule of thumb, 2 hours per day, then you need to take a look at it. But if it's intermittent use all day, it's not an issue. But if you're doing it constantly
for 2 hours.
Constant use.
If they're continuously using a skill saw for long periods of time or any vibration tool, what can that cause?
Shoulder damage, neck damage, arm damage, hand damage. You can end up getting problems with your hands where you can't grip anymore. You get some potential numbness. Anything where you're using your hands and it's unnatural. I think the key to this is, remember, anything that you do, if it's unnatural too long, what's going to happen? You're going to probably hurt yourself. So you need to reevaluate what you're doing. And people now realize that maybe I need to have a glove like to grip that, so I don't get, so what it does, it absorbs some of that vibration. That's a good thing to think about, like a grip glove. So when you have a glove, what happens is some of that vibration, where is that being transferred to? To your glove, right?
Okay.
Again, stretching your hands and fingers, the lighter weight tools. Sometimes people don't use tools correctly. They put themselves, again, in an awkward posture. When you're in an awkward posture, combined with the vibration, you're going to hurt yourself.
So is there any practices on like correct posture when you're using these tools?
Correct posture should be, basically, you should be, whatever you're using the tool with, you should be in a new, your body should be neutral. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be what I call cattywampus, where you're bending and you're bending yourself like a pretzel trying to use a tool. I've been to some places where people will bend way down and the tool will be underneath them, or they'll, you know, use different hands. Depending on what your natural hand is, everyone has a natural hand, either left-handed or right-handed. So your strength is going to be different. You want to put that tool in your strongest hand. So again, sometimes people aren't using the tool in their proper hand, or they've gotten into a habit of using it in their other hand.
Aren't a lot of tools made for like right-handed people?
That's a very good point. I think generally speaking, yeah, right-handed people.
So it's really up to the manager or supervisor to make sure if someone is left-handed to have the proper
tool.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's talk about another thing you'll notice. Remember we talked about, you know, maybe patting the handle of a tool or using a glove?
Yeah.
If someone has taken, and I use duct tape, it seems like people use duct tape for everything. It's a universal fix. You'll see some people patting the handles.
Uh-huh.
That means their hand is hurting. Get a glove. Have them put a glove on. If it's proper, not going to cause an injury. You know, you don't want to put them into a blade, but usually a handle, you know, using a drill or something. Again, you need to observe what's going on with people using tools. And you also, as part of your due diligence when you're observing people using tools, making sure you're inspecting those tools, that there's no problems with how they're working. If they're an electrical tool, that they're not shorting out, there's no electrical problems. If it's a battery tool, that it's the right kind of battery that's being put back in there. That's, again, the weight of the tool is going to cause a lot of issues. So select tools, they're all out there. You may spend a little bit more to get the right tool in somebody's hands, but it's going to save them from a possible injury, and it's also going to make them work a lot better.
All right, Andy. Well, thank you for sharing your experiences with us. We'll catch you next time on ICW Safety Sound Off Series.
Thank you, Gio.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.